Almighty Father, we stop to acknowledge Thee that Thou art God, and besides Thee there is no other. Again, we thank You for being so good and kind and so merciful and so compassionate. We thank You, Lord, for Your forgiving power. Bless every soul You have sent this way, and don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed in the blessing You know that it stands in the need of. And You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without Thee. Let me say what You want me to say, and everything said and done, You got the glory and honor and all praises. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. To my preaching brethren and to our deacons and to all of God's children, again, good afternoon. The Lord is a good God. The Lord is good to us, and you don't know what the Lord done for me. I know we said that. We know some things He done. He woke us up and gave us food. But there are some more things you don't know what the Lord. There are so many things I don't know what the Lord done for you. So it's up to you how you want that. Praise the Lord. Ain't that right? Sometimes if He haven't done much, what you may think much, you may not have much to say. But I know what He done for me. And He done much. I can't no kind of way brand what He have done. He have done so much for me. We're going to call your attention today to 2 Chronicles. The Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. The 7th chapter. Brother Woods read my scripture when he was praying. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven, if I shut it up, I can shut it up when I get rid of it. That there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Y'all know He owned the locusts too. Or if I send pestilence, diseases, among my people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, not politicians, but my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then, not until then, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We're going to use a thought for a few moments. My peoples. My peoples. My peoples.
The world need help. God knows the world need help. The land need help. Because the Bible even said nature even groans on the coming of Christ. The animals need help. The fowls of the air need help. The fishes of the sea need help. And everybody are hollering help. Who can help them? Who can? The Christians. My people. The church. My people. And according to the Bible, I believe the church can stop many sorrows. The church can stop many pains in this world. If we do what Jesus said, according to how the scripture read here, we can stop a lot of things. I know I'm right here. Because we just said it, didn't we? See, we can stop many pains. We can stop many sorrows. But we got to face obey God ourselves. God ain't crazy. And I forbid if I'm wrong, Lord, when I say that. I'm trying to get a point over, Lord. God ain't crazy. You see, we play with God until we get in trouble. We got to obey God before we get in trouble. This is the reason we get in trouble, because we don't obey the law. By the time we get into trouble, we go to God. Don't treat God like that. Don't treat him like that. He ain't crazy. He knows each one of our hearts. You see, God is not looking for the sinner man to love him. Ain't that right? God is not looking for the sinner man to do right. God is not looking for the sinner man to obey him. God is not looking for the sinner man to worship him. But he's looking for us to do these things. That's what we got to understand. We look at the world, we say the world is a mess. But we can get it out the mess. When a man is a sinner, when a man doesn't know Jesus, what you expect him to do? To love God? You looking for him to do right? If you don't know Jesus, God ain't looking for an ungodly man to come to church and praise him. He said, let the redeemed, didn't he? Of the law says so. And that says so not only just with your mouth, but with your life. He ain't looking for the sinner man to come on Wednesday night to pray.
That's right.
He ain't looking for the sinner man to stop selling dope.
That's right.
He ain't looking for the sinner man to stop killing and murdering.
That's right.
But he's looking for us to do right.
That's right.
It's on us.
That's right.
We don't realize what on us. It's on us. And God told us it's on y'all. Because the land and the shape it in, y'all the call of it. You ain't got nothing real wrong. That's what's wrong. You ain't got nothing. That's it. It's on us. I want y'all to see it too. It's on us. It ain't on the ungodly man. It's on us. You got children at home. You got them out there playing in the yard. You got, well, somebody, your neighbor, too. You got two neighbors, children, come play in your yard. You told your son, now, son, I don't want you to go out there and mess with that car. Now, y'all can play in the yard, and I don't want you to go pull my strawberry. Don't do nothing like that. All right. You told nobody but your son. But you got some buddies come to visit you that day. They playing too. Here they go messing with the car, pulling up strawberry. Who gonna get the whipping? The son!
That's right.
The other little boy going on home. That's the same way about the judge. God is looking for us to do what he said and not the world.
Right.
But when you look around us, look how many hard-headed children God got. And all of them ain't his children, though, but some of them run with the pack. But yet still, look how many folks been born again do exactly what the devil does. He's not looking for the world to obey him. He's looking for us to obey him. The saints, listen at this, y'all. The saints practice the standard of God so low until the world wonder if Jesus really real. Hello, light. Them lights saying, hallelujah. The saints, we practice the standard of God so low until the world said, did he really get up? We said we've been born again. We said we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I got it one Wednesday, late one Thursday, one Friday evening. But why are you laughing? What to do with it? The world look at us. God ain't looking for the world to do right, but he's looking for us to do right. And when the world see us, the world says, ain't nobody in church hitting on nothing. How come, world? Because everywhere we go, they be there. I know I'm right. Somebody may not like it, but I know I'm right. I know I'm right. And if you don't say amen, I ain't just saying something. I know I'm right. The world look at us and say, what wrong? They see everything we do, everything we say, and not only they, but the law see it. My people. Some preachers, Brother Mo, living so bad. I don't care how mad they get. Some preachers living so bad until the world said, I believe God's still dead. Some of us are living so bad until the Son of Man said, Jesus is dead. Ain't gonna leave me out. Some preachers live so bad until God shame of us. We supposed to be God's people. We got preachers drink whiskey. Ain't gonna leave us out. We got preachers drink whiskey. We got preachers gamble. We got preachers sell dope. We got preachers own dope. We got preachers run around with wives, other folks' wives and girlfriends. And we got preachers do everything. And get in the pulpit with the roll ball and shout and whoop and you shout. Life ain't hitting no nothing. In time the church jump on them, you but not church God anointed. What anointed? You anointed a God. What happened to your anointed? If you was anointed, you ought to do right. You ought to live something.
That's right.
you're still selling whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm still selling it. No wonder trustees stealing money.
Yeah.
I get a little bit every now and then.
Yeah.
No one is ducking in every hotel. He see me every once in a while. No one he can't bring no money home. I go to the dog raise every once in a while. God, people. Boy, I know I'm going to get some calls next week. Let me tell you something. I got a gospel to preach. Let me tell you something. You see, number one is this. When Jesus called me to preach, from the depths of my heart, you know what he said? I started preaching it and started hitting everywhere. He said, buddy, you're chopping the wrong place. He said, you got your hedge clipper hitting the top of the bush. You got to get to the root. God knows he told me. That means I can't help it. He said, you got to start in the pool pit. If you don't live nothing, the deacon ain't going to live nothing. If you don't live nothing, the ushers ain't going to live nothing. That means a lot of members don't want their preacher to live a holy life. But he can't hit them on Sunday morning. He can do anything. He ain't going to leave him alone. Leave him. No, he don't want you. You don't want to be hit.
Yeah, that's right.
You know you still selling your dope and you still drinking your whiskey.
Yeah.
You still got your 5 or 6 wives out there and everything. That's the reason you don't want this. Live nothing. And if he can't live nothing, he can't preach on nothing but love and faith.
Yeah.
Y'all ought to be showing yourself. Y'all ought to love one another. Y'all ought to live something.
Yeah.
My people. No wonder Jesus said, God told Ezekiel to go to the pastors. Tell them, run to them. Run to that pastor who scattered my flock. That wall could be anything happening. Pastors now got folks fighting one another because he's living like a devil. You ought to just walk out. If I get to living like a devil, y'all get to run around, keep him, let him go. You ain't got to worry about me. If I get to living like a devil, I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
I ain't going to leave you fussing and fight. But I done made my mind up to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Scouting the flock all kind of ways. Folk mad with another. Been to jail for 40 years and can't speak to one another. Hanging in the choir on the deacon board, marching together and can't shake one another's hand. All of some junk I done done. This kind of gospel gets you killed. But it got to be preached. My people. We like wonder what's wrong. It started right here for us. Jesus told us Christ to be an example, didn't he? He said, Peter, I want y'all to be an example for us. Let me tell you something. I'm going on. Get on y'all again, you know. So, now I told y'all this one. If I got a car and you got a car, and every time you see me in my car, I'm running in ditches, hitting poles and bagging up, just don't care. hitting trees and running to other folks' cars and don't care. And my car finally get tore up. Bam! Mm-hmm. I'm going to knock on Nevy door. Hey, Reverend Nevy, lend me your car. Nevy done saw how I didn't take care of my own car. Never, oh, man, I'll tell you, I'm about to go home. He's going to tell a lie before he tells you, man. The point I'm getting at, he ain't going to lend me that car. Because he saw I didn't take care of my own car. Yeah. He know I ain't going to take care of his car. If you don't take care of your own thing, you ain't going to take care of nobody else. And I can get up in a holler, I love y'all, and just all of that, and you know I'm living like a devil. And I heard, I love you. I don't care nothing for y'all. If I don't love my own soul, I ain't caring nothing for your soul. You got to start here first, buddy. Don't let nobody fool you, pastor. So I know you're here. Don't let nobody fool you. You got to get it right yourself. My people, I pray for preachers every night, every morning, through the day. I said, Lord, let me tell you what I tell the Lord. I said, the world laughing at us. I said, the saints ain't got no confidence in us. Because the way we live and the way we act, I said, have myself on your preachers. Talking about what wrong. It's us. And you can mark this down. Check it out. You can mark it down. I know I got a lot of folks ain't living right. I know that at New Bethlehem. But I tell you one thing. There's a lot of are living right. But buddy, when you find a pastor, don't care what he do, where he go, who he with, what he do, don't care how he do it, did you not know the biggest members, they know it, they don't care. The biggest that membership doing the same thing. Check it out. 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 The majority of them don't care what they do. If the pastor lives like a devil, poof, they just fall in line. We look for things. We feel like an angel going to come talk to us. Going to meet us once a month. All pastors come in, no? A meat man going to tell us the same thing he tell y'all. God ain't going to get no angel. We got to do right. My people. Oh, yeah, we are special, special people. We are special. And God's people are different from anybody. But we hard-headed. We won't obey God to save our life. And when you don't obey God, you're going to get in trouble. We can put off, but when we don't obey God, I guarantee you, you're going to get yourself in some trouble if you've been born again. Special peoples. We are a chosen generation. Royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar. We was called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Look what the church is supposed to do. The Bible said, let your light so shine. Didn't it say that, Brother Matthew? Before who? Y'all see that? Let your light shine before who? That they may do what? See your good. Who the glory go to? The Father, which is in heaven. See, we're going to let our light shine before men. Let our good work, not our bad stuff. See, when bad stuff come out there, there ain't no light. But what them having so many of church folks, light are going out. They ain't got no light. Oh, boy. Let me tell you something. When you doing everything and supposed to be a Christian, you ain't no light to nobody. God to come, but you came though, didn't you? Huh? You ain't no light. Your light gone out. And then come in church like they're so holy. Get in the choir stand. Jump in the pulpit like he holy. They done everything. Get on a deacon board and pray 10, 15, 30 minutes. And get at the usher door and just be grinning, knowing you live and done everything. Done everything. But right. And trust sometimes to holler, go on, cop, please will. Don't have it, then God said, I wish he shut his mouth. He make me sick. God said, I want your obedience, not your sacrifice. You get your obedience around, then I accept your sacrifice. See, a lot of times we come in church, a sacrifice. Sing in the choir, sacrifice. Preach, sacrifice. I'm bringing my law. You go get yourself in that fight. Then I accept your sacrifice. And then he said, we are the salt of the earth. Huh? But if the salt have lost this savor. I ain't talking to that fella. That fella is a security guard. He may shoot me doing that. But if the salt have lost his what? Savor! What is good for? It's good for what? Nothing! We are, listen now, we are what? The salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, it ain't what? But to be what? Trodden upon the feet of men. In other words, when you talk about I've been born again and live like a devil, folks don't respect you nowhere. And what that mean like that, they get trot on you just like that. But we be doing the same thing they doing. How they gonna respect us? Huh? You know, back in the olden days when we were boys, you know, when folks doing wrong, they see a preacher come by. You know, boy, they hide their whiskey. How you doing, Ralph? How you doing? See an old lady come by, know she been born again. A deacon walk by, you see him put their whiskey up, you know, do like that, you know. But now, deacons already in the bar. Preachers almost popping the ball on them things. The Lord's their favor. No wonder y'all don't respect preachers no more. You meet them on the corner. You know, some women feel like it's an honor to go with a preacher. Or it's a sin. See, some of y'all think a preacher going to be in hell. There's going to be a lot of preachers in hell. Y'all be praying for your pastor. Have lost their savor. And God said, my peoples are in the world, but not of the world. God doesn't need the world to do his work. We're in the world, but we don't want to be of the world. Be ye what? Separated from them. In other words, I call you already out of the world to do what? To represent me. I didn't call you out the world to still live like a devil. I call you to be special for me. Now, this is where we are. I'm going to let this be the world down here. God called me, saved me. I heard the gospel. He called me out the world by his grace. Ain't no special nobody else. By his grace, he saved me. I'm supposed to wake up here in the sense. But now, the world is up here too in a sense. But I'm getting out my category when I get to mangling. The devil, come on back out here. No, I don't know, man. I'm supposed to stay right here. Tell you that Jesus loved you. But now I'm going to get the mangle back with you. Fellowshipping with you. I'm just a badass you. I ain't going to never help you because I'm doing the same thing you do. I can't help you. I'm supposed to be helping you to get you out the world. You tell y'all something. I know you got kin folks. Watch your kin folks sometimes. Watch it. They know you saved. They know you've been washed in the blood. They'll do anything to get you back in the world. They'll make you mad. They'll tell you, well, how come you ain't gonna bet nobody else? We putting on a drinking party. You used to drink, and you think you more holy than you. See, they're provoking you. Here you go, you get a feeling sad. Well, you're my sister, or you're my uncle, you know. I believe I'm going over there anyway. That's why you don't mess up right there. He tell y'all know, y'all remember the king Balak? And Baal, he was a prophet. Y'all remember Balak want Baal to curse Israel? But he told him that who God them blessed, can't nobody curse. But did you not know he got next to him anyway? He offered him gold. That means kept on looking at that gold and looking at that money until I tell you what, I can't curse him, but I tell you what I can do. What you do now, watch this now. What you do, you invite them over in your camp. And when you invite them over in your camp, they're going to start a fellowship with you. I'm out of it. But God don't get you because you start a fellowship with them. Did you not know thousands of folks got killed because they started a fellowship? And the devil is lit. All he wants you to fellowship. If you fellowship with them, you are a part of them. If you ain't got to tell them about Jesus, you get the more in it than anybody else in it. Hell ain't no fool. This is good gospel, ain't it? All right. I ain't joking with you. Good gospel, buddy. You better hear me. That's all I got to say. You can ignore me if you want to, but you better hear me in the name of Jesus. This land is wicked. This land is covered with sickness and it need healing. And the only way it can be healed, God folks got to come to themselves. They got to come to God. So the church can't blame the world, people. Because the world is sick, it is on us. We can stop blaming folk for age and cancer and all this. It's on us. If we get right, God will heal the land. Look what God said. Let me get it close here. I'm cutting a little bit here. He said, now, if we humble, look how proud the church is. Christians. You know, we so proud, we walk proud. Because God has brought some of us out the cotton field. And some have never been to cotton field and don't know what hard time is. And when they walk, women, you know, some of them so proud. If they don't believe they even get on their knees at night. They think they need even too cute to be. Because they got a little of this and a little of that and got a little of this and a little of that. But honey, you're going to need Jesus. And come to church, you think you more than anybody else. You look down on folk because they ain't got what you got. But honey, you're going to need Jesus. We can't humble ourselves. We got men the same way. Because they can buy 3 or 4 suits and big old cars and got fine houses and all this, got a little money in the bank. We can't humble ourselves. But I stopped by to let us know God got a way of getting us together. God got a way of bringing us back home. Sometimes you wonder why things kill Bush, you want to go around and do all this, you better leave Bush alone.
Yeah.
It's not a friend for Bush.
Yeah.
You put yourself in Bush shoes. God knows what he's doing. You can get mad all you want. God knows what he's doing. God ain't crazy. He ain't sleep. He knows what he's doing. The church don't relax. Don't come to prayer meeting. Come to church when you feel like it. We got to humble ourselves. And then it says, pray. Prayer removes the judgment of God. Look, we don't pray. We pray when we feel like it. And we ain't real in. Because things going well with us. Look down. No, I know folks can get mad with me, but look how crazy some of us are. Here the war have already started. And here folks around here protesting. You ought to kind of get on your knees instead of protesting. The war is already on. Your protest couldn't stop it, so you might as well get on your knees and pray. Instead of around there talking about you're not the dead and pray. If God didn't want there to be no war, it wouldn't have been no war. And we're around here protesting. The enemy's looking at us. We give ourselves away. Everybody in the United States ought to be on their knees praying. You see, number one is this. We look at Bush. You be president just one day. You can't hardly be a supervisor, supervising 10 people on your job. You know everybody agree with you. You don't know that in the beginning. You just trying to pass the 1-1 here. Huh? Huh? Be president just a little while. You'll see what folks go through with. Pray for the man. Instead of around here walking around, Lord, 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 Lord. Pray for the man. You need to pray. That's what we need to do. Let me tell you something. Then we get in. Don't you worry about the same. Don't you worry about Iraq. Pray for them too. God in control. You look at he the bully over there. He really is the bully in the East. He the bully over there. Everybody afraid of him. He is a devil. That's what he is. But God in control. That's why you don't know what God does. You just pray. When somebody jump on you. Now, wait a minute. Let me tell y'all this. Now, just suppose a big bully at school. Brumbo, I know you, you know. And a big bully at school, and he go around jumping on everybody. Now, they're around there beating inside your head. You help me, help me. Won't you want somebody to help you? Huh? You might as well say amen. Yeah, you want somebody to help you knocking you inside your head. They ain't got no mice on you. So wait, what's getting beat inside the head? The United States went in and tried to help them. I know it for all, but it's still for your pipe, bro. Look at Kuwait. They control about 13% of the oil. Iraq, 10%. That means the same want to go over there where he can be in control of 23%. And if he's too crazy to be in control of that much oil, if he gets that much of control, he's going to control our economy over here.
That's right.
He can get oil up when he wants it, and when oil go up, everything else go up. You need to pray. And then he said, after we pray, we need to seek his face. That means you're seeking the favor of God. You see what happened? We're seeking everybody but Jesus.
Amen.
I went somewhere. I ain't gonna call a name because they'd be here, but you know, on radio, you're gonna be on radio. And I went to a place, they had a fella to speak somewhere. And I was invited at a church. And the fella, he played rock and roll on radio. Now, what I look like getting somebody who played rock and roll on radio to come talk to my folks. What can he tell us? That's the way some preacher did. And I just listen at him. See, we turn to everybody. God knows he ain't called Jesus' name yet. He ain't said nothing about the Lord yet. And I was just listening at him. And then I've got 30 minutes almost. They ain't brought up Jesus' name and talking about the problem. That's what's wrong with us. We're seeking everybody but God. And I said to myself, you got what you only got. I'm talking about that church. That's what you ought to got. That's the very reason the pastor be in charge of everybody come talking. She thought some members are getting Michael Jackson to come preach the youth day. God put the pastor to feed the flock. Just like some folks, well, you ought to let us get who know you ain't got no room here. Nah, I mean, I'm not sure. What's up? Let me tell you something. The reason that, now, you women, you got a husband. If you're in your house cooking, now you ain't going to phone your husband, bring another woman to your house. You don't know nothing about it. Here you walk in the door. Well, honey, she going to cook our supper for 2 or 3 days. Huh? You're a shooter out that door, won't you? Don't you do it? Well, God put the pastor there to feed the flock. I know what you need. I know what'll make you sick and what won't make you sick. And God's gonna hold me responsible for feeding you. You don't let nobody in your kitchen. Ain't nobody come in this kitchen that I give to commit. But we don't care. Some pals don't care what they bring. We need to turn to God to turn to these wicked folks. Talk big pop like yonder, got degrees or got money, well known, all that kind of job. You better get somebody who knows Jesus. We turn into the wrong source. And then the Bible says, turn from your wicked ways. Talk to the church now. He ain't talking to the world. The world already wicked. But turn from our what? We got to start a living right, y'all. There's too many folk alone to the church live like everything. Live like everything. I don't see nothing wrong with it. And then God said, I will hear from him. That's the only way you're going to hear him. We got a tune. And then the Bible said, God will forgive and he will heal the land. If we get right. These pestilent, these disease, these contagious disease ain't going to get no better till we get right. It's on us. It's on us. Can't y'all see it's on us? But the church don't care nothing about Jesus too much, look like now. But it's going to get worse and worse. Because we will not get right. We don't care, for instance, we don't care what happened. We can have, well, I ain't going to get into that. Let me go. If you need Jesus to be your Savior, because I'll be on it too long. If you need Jesus to be your Savior, and you need Him if you ain't got Him. If you ain't got Jesus, God knows you need Him. I don't care how you getting along. I don't care how much money you got, how well you fix. I said, if you ain't got Jesus, you're going to need it. And if I was you, don't be ashamed. That's what's wrong with us. We are ashamed to give our life to Christ. I'm asking you to come in the name of Jesus. This world is coming to a close. And can't we see it? Anytime you're dealing over yonder with the Jews, God is trying to give you or send us a message. Check your prophecies. Check it out. Anytime you're dealing with them folks over yonder, you better watch out. As number 11 said, you'll redeem them draw nigh.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I heard when them young fellas said in Israel? I was watching the television. And one of the young men got up and said, the thing, you can't kill us because we're protected by God. You know what he said? We are the only believing Jews. There's a lot of Jews over there like they are, but Israel is the only one believe in the true God. That Jesus Christ. They believe in Jehovah, all right, but they don't miss Jesus. And when you miss Jesus, you're still on your way to hell. I don't know what else is going to happen, but you not know that was amazing? How the saints sent all them missiles over there.
Yeah. Thank you.
And didn't kill nobody in Israel.
Yeah.
You know that's amazing. I said, won't y'all to know I'm in sympathy with you? Got folks over there. Just look, I'm telling you just like it is. I don't need to be high. If God intends for folks who to come back, they're coming back.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. All you can do is just pray. That's all we can do. I got a son in the service, but he may go over there anytime. But he in Florida now. I don't know what to help, but I'll what? Put him in the hands of the Lord. That's all I can do. Because he in the service. But I want y'all to know that God is not asleep. He knows exactly what he's doing. So pray for your president. Pray. Don't protest. That ain't going to do a bit of good. Pray. Pray. And mean what you say. God will do something. The doors of the church is open. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? I tell you what. You're going to need Jesus in these last days. You're going to need Christ in these last days. God knows you. It's coming to a close, y'all. It's coming to a close. The world is coming to an end. The Jews said Jesus would never come, but he came the first time. Like folks said, not. He ain't coming, but he's going to come. I can see Jesus getting it set up right now for his second coming. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one that may come now? Will there be one? If I were you, I wouldn't put it off. I wouldn't put it off. I wouldn't put it off, y'all, because number one, this world will be destroyed here. And think about where your soul will go. That's what I'm interested in, your soul. You may not even want to join this church. I just want you saved. That's all I want. Will there be no more? I just want you saved. You can go to any church you want. I just want you saved. I just want your soul saved.